It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports, and by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. Well, I hope you were listening to the forecast carefully because there are so many wonderful events going on in the Northland, not the least of which, in addition to the things that we just talked about this morning, there is the Gitche-Gumee Trout Unlimited group is meeting at the Sucker River this evening to perform some river maintenance and share in a common passion for nature and trout fishing. The vice president of Gitche-Gumee Trout Unlimited is Brandon Keim, and he joins us this morning on the phone. Hey, Brandon, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lisa.
So is river maintenance code for y'all are just going fishing together, or do you actually have something else planned?
Oh, no, that's funny. We'd love to be able to do that. But no, tonight our focus is on really doing a nice job of cleaning up the river, doing some tree maintenance, cleaning up garbage, and just making sure that the river is clean for our fishes to have a great area and habitat spot.
So where is the Sucker River? I feel like I should know this, and yet I don't, so fill me in.
Yeah, so the Sucker River, if you're going up either Highway 61 or the expressway to Two Harbors, you do pass it there. I would say it's about, you know, anywhere like close to 10 miles just north of town. And where we're going to be focusing on the Sucker River this evening will be on the lower part of the river on the Old North Shore Road that's just on the west side of the expressway.
All right. So that's where folks can find you. There's been, you know, a lot of conversation. We've got a lot of beach cleanups, of course, along Lake Superior. There's been a lot of conversation about microplastics being found, way more microplastics in the Apostle Islands than anybody ever expected. What do you folks find along the Sucker River? Is it in reasonably good shape, or what are you most concerned about?
Yeah, a lot of our work, our focus is on is the legacy effects of logging. So back in the 1900s, extensive logging was done on these rivers. And just a lot of the growth of trees that aren't native or the types of trees that we need to sustain a great habitat for the rivers just isn't there. So our focus is to really help build that habitat area. And really what that does then is it helps our wild stocks in these watersheds, such as the native, the fish, brook trout, that a lot of folks like to take fish for.
Okay, so fill in a couple of blanks for me. I feel like I'm fairly savvy about some of these things, but fill in some blanks for me about fish and trees and why trees, happy trees, healthy trees make happy, healthy fish.
No, absolutely. So, you know, one of our focus, like I said, is helping that habitat. You know, and the habitat is what gives fish the opportunity to grow and give us that opportunity as an outdoors person to either enjoy watching or fishing. But trees help shade the stream that keeps the water temperature low. For trout specifically, they need very cool water. And so when we don't have that shade from the trees, or even just the wild native plants surrounding the rivers, those river temps really get high, Lisa, and to the point where they could be lethal, and a lot of our trout in the rivers could die. So trees are a very important part of the habitat work that we focus on.
Wow. Well, of course, when you explain it, it makes perfect sense. So is what you're going to be doing tonight is the idea that you're trying to get rid of non-natives, you're going to be planting natives, in addition to, you know, just the general cleanup. What's the plan for this evening?
Yeah, so tonight's event is it's a little bit of easier maintenance work in that this is a habitat section that the Gitche-Gumee Trout Unlimited group has focused on in the past. We've planted hundreds of trees in this area, and what we've done is we've put cages around them, cages that will help deer browse and allow these trees to grow to sizes where then the deer won't ever bother them. And so we get a lot of weeds. We get from, you know, the snow melt where maybe some of these cages may be a foot or two off the ground. And so we're looking for volunteers to come help us maintain that. We need to also be doing maybe some weed pulling to make sure we get the air and the sun to these new trees. And then we'll just be doing some light trash cleanup for anything that we might see, if it be, you know, people's garbage blew away, garbage day, or just fisher persons that might have had just happened to have some garbage that fell out of a bag or a pouch. We'll be doing that cleanup.
Okay, tell me the truth. Can the Gitche-Gumee Trout Unlimited actually go down there and spend a couple of hours by the trout stream and not get a line wet?
Well, we'll certainly see. You know, that's, you know, not only are we, you know, exposing folks to habitat work, but we also want folks to come out tonight and have an opportunity to see the Suck River. It's a beautiful river. There are three sections. There's the lower river that we'll be on. We also have done some work on the middle and the upper part of the Sucker. We may not be able to get to those spots tonight, but you know what? That section we'll be on tonight is a gorgeous area. So volunteers, we will do our best to get you out and see some spots that might be able to give you an opportunity to fish later this fall or spring of 2020.
Well, you know, if you've never seen a brook trout, it would kind of be your obligation to produce a brook trout so somebody could look at it.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to give you an out here, Brandon. I'm trying to give you an excuse is what I'm working on here.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you're absolutely right, Lisa. You know, brook trout are one of the prettiest trouts that we offer and that the state has to offer here. We just happen to have a lot of them here up and down the North Shore. So we certainly will keep that in mind for anybody that might be interested.
Fantastic. Now, I am guessing that you, like many organizations, has perhaps a Facebook link to this event or to your group, and we can get that up on our website so it'll be easy for folks to find more information. And if they want to come out this evening and join you, it'll be easy for them to figure out where they need to go. Is that the way? Is that the best way to do it?
Absolutely. We won't give directions here, but yeah, we have an active Facebook page. We do have an event put out there. We'll give you some information that you go out to the site there. I also just want to encourage people, if you're interested in getting involved with Trouts Unlimited, our 2019 and 2020 program year is coming up here. We'll be starting that in September, and our group meets second Thursday of every month. Out at Hartley Nature Center, just right there in the Woodland neighborhood.
Fantastic. All right. Well, Brandon, thanks so very much for joining us this morning. We'll get those links up, as we mentioned, so it'll be easy for folks to get more information and, you know, maybe go to a feast, go to a blessing, maybe go and do a little bit of trash cleanup. Have yourself a beautiful Wednesday evening. Thanks a lot, Brandon.
Yeah, thank you.
Brandon Keim, our guest this morning on Green Visions. He's the vice president of Gitche-Gumee Trout Unlimited. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.